Welcome to Icons and Sound, the beauty of Orthodox liturgy. This is Vladimir Morrison, and for the next half hour, I will be your host as we explore the beautiful world of Orthodox liturgical chant and sacred music. This program is brought to you with the compliments and best wishes of the Orthodox clergy in the area and ROLL, the Orthodox Layman's League of Connecticut. Occasionally on this program, we like to highlight newly released recordings of Orthodox liturgical music, which we're happy to say continue to increase in number. Today we have a special treat for you, a recording of Sergei Rachmaninoff's Vespers, or All Night Vigil, Opus 37, recently released on the EMI label. The performers are the world-famous choir of King's College in Cambridge, England, under the direction of Stephen Clebury. It is not a generally known fact that until the last two decades of the 19th century, all church choirs in Russia were comprised of boys and men. Women generally did not sing in church choirs, except, of course, in the case of women's monastic communities. When Rachmaninoff was composing his setting of the All Night Vigil, which premiered in the year 1915, he was writing with the boys and men's sound of the Moscow Synodal Choir in his mind. The boys' voices, having a lighter quality and little, if any, vibrato, resulted in a clearer, more transparent sound, as the male tenors and basses also sang with lighter vocal production to match the boys. As the liner notes on this CD point out, this is the first recording of Rachmaninoff's masterpiece to feature a choir of boys and men only. Thus, we have an interesting cross-cultural occurrence here, one of the finest choirs in the English choral tradition, singing one of the quintessential Russian sacred choral works of the early 20th century, and performing it in an authentic manner that has not yet been heard in the modern-day experience. Here, then, is the King's College Choir of England, under the direction of Stephen Clearbury, performing selections from Rachmaninoff's Vespers. We will hear movement number 1, Come Let Us Worship, and number 3, Blessed Is the Man. We've just heard two movements from a new recording of Rachmaninoff's Vespers, Come Let Us Worship and Blessed is the Man, sung by the Boys and Men's Choir of King's College in Cambridge, England. While it is true that this is the first recording of this work by a choir exclusively comprised of men and boys, there is another recent recording of this work from Russia, in which children's voices are featured, in addition to a mixed choir of men and women. We thought it would be an interesting comparison to play one of the selections we've just heard in a performance by the Moscow Chamber Choir, under the direction of Vladimir Minin, where they are joined by the Vesna Children's Choir. The movement is Blessed is the Man, number 3, from Rachmaninoff's All Night Vigil.
Thank you.
An Auditory Comparison, movement number 3 from Rachmaninoff's Vespers, performed by a Russian choir of men, women, and children's voices, preceded before that by a rendition by an English choir comprised exclusively of boys' and men's voices. The Russian recording, unfortunately, is not yet available in this country. We continue now, exploring the new recording by the choir of King's College, Cambridge, as we listen to movements number 6 and 7 from Rachmaninoff's Vespers. Rejoice, O Virgin Mother of God, the Orthodox Church's version of Ave Maria, and Glory to God in the Highest, verses sung before the 6 psalms at the beginning of the Matins portion of the All-Night Vigil. In the latter movement, notice how the clarity and transparency of the choir's sound bring out the bell-ringing effects Rachmaninoff wrote in this setting. movements number 6 and 7 from Rachmaninoff's Vespers, as performed by the King's College Choir of Cambridge. Rachmaninoff's setting of the all-night vigil highlights the texts sung at a so-called resurrectional vigil, celebrated every Saturday night in the Russian Orthodox Church, in a weekly remembrance of Christ's resurrection. We now hear two more movements from Rachmaninoff's cycle, with particularly resurrectional themes. Movement number 10, Having Beheld the Resurrection of Christ, Let Us Worship the Holy Lord Jesus, and Movement 14, Thou Didst Arise from the Tomb, Sending Forth Thine Apostles to Proclaim the Resurrection. Again, the Choir of King's College, Stephen Cleobury, conductor.
Thank you.
And on that crystal clear note, we conclude our exploration today of a new recording of Sergei Rachmaninoff's Vespers, a recording by the King's College Choir of Cambridge, England, the first to present this work in the traditional sound of a choir of all men and boys, just as in Rachmaninoff's day. You have been listening to Icons in Sound, the beauty of Orthodox liturgy. If you would like to receive information on how you can obtain some of the recordings heard on this program, please call 1-800-326-3132. That's 1-800-326-3132. And ask for program number 127. This is your host, Vladimir Morrison, thanking you for listening and inviting you to tune in again next week at this time for another program of Icons in Sound.